The protection from the worries of both worlds. Recite 7 times. Hasbi Allahu la ilaha illa hu. Ali tawakkaltu wa huwa rabbul arshil azim. Hasbi Allah. Allah is sufficient for me. Allah is sufficient for me. If I have Allah on my side, Allah is sufficient. I don't need anything else. Is none worthy of worship besides Allah. Upon Him do I trust, and He is the sustainer of the mighty throne. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever recites the following dua 7 times in the morning and evening, Allah will suffice with him with regard to all his worries of both the worlds. كَفَاهُ اللَّهُ مَا أَهَمَّهُ مِنْ أَمْرِ الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ كَفَاهُ اللَّهُ مَا أَهَمَّهُ مِنْ أَمْرِ الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ مِنْ الْهَمُّ وَالْغَمُّ. Here Hazrat says that the benefit of حَسْبِي اللَّهُ كَفَاهُ اللَّهُ مَا أَهَمَّهُ. Allah will suffice him for whatever causes him grief. مَا أَهَمَّهُ. Mullah Riqari Rahmatullah says, what is ham? Ham is هو الغم الذي يذيب الإنسان. هو الغم الذي يذيب الإنسان. Ham refers to that type of worry, that type of tension and stress. And Hazrat mentioned to us a few days ago also. He said, what do you see? People say in Urdu, stress mat lena. Stress mat lena. What are you stressing about? He says, yes, you don't want stress, read the wazifa. There's no stress for you. He says, what is this hum? Allah Ta'ala will suffice you for that hum. Hum refers to that grief, stress, tension that melts insan, finishes him. Head is not working, body is paining, doesn't know which way to think, like there's no light end of the tunnel. Ya Allah, which way I'm going to go with this? Whether marital problem, whether my children's problem, whether my health problem. I'm going now to this specialist, that specialist, this counselor, that counselor, psychologist, psychiatrist. I can't see the end of this thing. Ya Allah. This is just melting me, just not coming right. Just not coming right. By the barakat of this wazifa, Allah will take care of that type of stress you have that is melting you right now. But need your conviction. Allah is sufficient for me. Hasbi Allah. Allah is sufficient for me. And Allah is saying, La ilaha illahu, that there is no one worthy of worship besides Allah. Alayhi tawakkaltu. And how this dua also, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, read this dua. عليه توكلت تقديم التأخير. Usually we say توكلت عليه. I put my trust upon him. He is عليه توكلت. I only trust Allah and nobody else. I don't trust myself also. Not even the doctor, specialist, this one. No. عليه توكلت. I place my trust only upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And just to understand who Allah is, who رب العرش العظيم. He is the one who owns the great throne. The throne belongs to him. And upon this point, Hazrat mentioned, what is the great throne? Majari al-Qadha. From there, all decisions are coming down. From the great throne of Allah, decisions are coming down. So I'm connecting myself now to that. Not to the local court or somewhere. Or to some local psychiatrist or psychologist. Now I'm direct contact with the Rabb of the Arsh-e-Azim. Ya Allah, from you the first time has come. This thing is finishing my life. My spirituality also. Ya Allah, you suffice me. Person continues reading it after Fajr and after Maghrib. You'll see, as I said, once you have Rabb, the Rabb of the Arshi Azim on your side, what figure you got now? He said, now you can sleep peacefully. Allah, take off. Like how he says now, you got that one contact, you phoned him in the Home Affairs, he says that, organized. Tell the family, you can relax, don't worry. Don't stand in the line, you just give us a call, you just got to walk in. And how you see it also, like a boss, got a contact there. Allah said, I'm giving you the contact. You're not saying it. 7 times say it. And then you see, subhanAllah, what a contact you have. Rabbi Arshi Azim, the Rabb of the grand throne. I contacted him and he said, Hasbi Allah. That I'm sufficient for you. I'll do your work for you. Little bit sabr, little bit patience. It'll happen sooner or later. What do you call it? You be persistent. You be persistent. You don't stop. How Allah will open the doors. When it will happen. How it will happen. We are taught the wazifa. We read it. Allah Ta'ala will take. Everything will be turbulent around us. Everything will be turbulent around us, but Allah will give you sukoon. You will say, how are you handling everything? Everything is like upside down. Your life is upside down. You know what's happening, health is happening. But look at sukoon. You're sleeping nicely also. Subhanallah, I remember the time even when Hazrat Wala for Hajj also, and we're waiting for the bus on Eid al-Hijjah. About 20 or 25 of us in one room. And 3 of us were sleeping in the kitchen with Hazrat Wala. So Ali had sleep also. So that morning, myself and another Haji Sahib, He said, we'll go outside, wait for the bus. So we're sitting on the pavement outside. Found on one big box. We flattened it, and we sat there. Had a haram, waiting for the bus. Waited. The Raji Sahib was so tired, he fell asleep, and around him, people were jumping over his legs, jumping over his head. He was sitting right on the pavement. But he was out for the count. I think about 2 hours we waited. And after he woke up with a big smile. He said, what a sleep I had. I said, if you only knew what was happening around you. He said, I heard nothing. I said, what a sleep he had. Subhanallah. Everything was turbulent around him. But Allah forgive me, sweet sleep. All of that. Only the person who can have a beautiful room, everything. But he can't sleep. Tossing and turning. Put in the aircon, put it in 20, put it in 23, put it in 18. Just not right. Not getting the right temperature. Doesn't know whether he got fever, whether the aircon is not working. What's the problem? We don't know. Just can't get the sleep. Hazrat said, giving sleeping tablets, that too is not working. And the Hadith said, sweet sleep, he was out for the count. So to the barakat of the wazifa, Hazrat says, everything might look turbulent around you, but Allah will such sukoon, alhamdulillah. I got sukoon in my life. All this will happen. No problem. Allah will take care of it. But alhamdulillah, I'm carrying on with my life, got my salah, my Quran, my zikr, alhamdulillah, all that is carrying on. The barakat of these wazifa, Allah will give us a faith to make amal, inshallah.